On the other hand, it is perfectly possible to see it all day, every day, on top of another creature, and not have the slightest thought about them whatsoever. When the early models of these monks were built, it was felt to be important that they be instantly recognisable as artificial objects. There must be no danger of their looking at all like real people. You wouldn't want your video recorder lounging around on the sofa all day while it was watching TV. You wouldn't want it picking its nose, drinking beer, or sending out for pizzas. So the monks were built with an eye for originality of design and also for practical horse-riding ability. This was important. People, and indeed things, looked more sincere on a horse. So two legs were held to be more suitable and cheaper than the more normal primes of 17, 19 or 23. The skin the monks were given was pinkish-looking instead of purple, soft and smooth instead of crenellated. They were also restricted to just the one mouth and nose, but were given instead an additional eye, making for a grand total of two. Strange-looking creature indeed, but truly excellent at believing the most preposterous things. This monk had first gone wrong when it was simply given too much to believe in one day. It was, by mistake, cross-connected to a video recorder that was watching 11 TV channels simultaneously, and this caused it to blow a bank of illogic circuits. The video recorder only had to watch them, of course. It didn't have to believe them all as well. This is why instruction manuals are so important. So, after a hectic week of believing that war was peace, that good was bad, that the moon was made of blue cheese, and that God needed a lot of money sent to a certain box number, the monks started to believe that 35% of all tables were hermaphrodites, and then broke down. The man from the monk shop said that it needed a whole new motherboard, but then pointed out that the new improved Monk Plus models were twice as powerful, had an entirely new multitasking negative capability feature that allowed them to hold up to 16 entirely different and contradictory ideas in memory simultaneously without generating any irritating system errors, were twice as fast and at least three times as glib, and you could have a whole new one for less than the cost of replacing the motherboard of the old model. That was it. Done. The faulty monk was turned out into the desert where it could believe what it liked, including the idea that it had been hard done by. It was allowed to keep its horse because horses were so cheap to make. For a number of days and nights, which it variously believed to be 3, 43 and 598,703, it roamed the desert, putting its simple electric trust in rocks, birds, clouds and a form of non-existent elephant asparagus, until at last it fetched up here, on this high rock, overlooking a valley that was not, despite the deep fervour of the monk's belief, pink. Not even a little bit. Time passed.